You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, these readings are really a lot of work readings today, and getting down just to the work of being a good Christian. In the first reading, the poor widows and some of the poor people of Christians were not doing so well. And then the church said, hey, you know what? We've got to take care of the poor, take care of the needy, take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. So they formed what was now we known as the diaconate and then the deacons here. But the point is that they're here to take care of just the basic needs of those people who need things. So it's all about the action. It's all about the preparation. In our gospel reading today, too, this gospel reading is used a lot in funerals, and it's an excellent funeral gospel. However, it can be obviously used for today as well, and I kind of like to do that contrast, if you will. And in this gospel reading, we see Jesus, who is not complacent, who is God, but is a working God. And kind of strange, because in the past, if you look at all the other gods, it was always the men and women who had to serve the gods, if you will. And the gods were either Olympus or wherever the gods were, and we were the servants of the gods. But here in this reading, it's just the opposite. Here we have a very working God, and here's what I mean. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. Otherwise, how could I have told you that I was going to prepare a place for you? So we see Jesus, who is not just sitting back and wanting us to prepare for him. We have Jesus preparing for us, and that is the good news. A hard-working God who can't wait for us to come. Now, that ultimate coming is obviously our resurrection into heaven. And it keeps on going, okay? So it says, and I am indeed going to prepare a place for you, and then I shall come back, and here's a big word, take you with me. Ooh, hard word, take. That means no conversation, no nothing. Okay, it's time to go. Let's go. That's it. That's the hard part. And in a funeral, that's the most difficult part. However, right now we're not there yet. So where are we? Well, we're still at that other working word, prepare. So, as the gospel reading goes on and says, okay, Jesus was talking to Philip and to his apostles, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else, you know, if you don't get that, believe because of the works. Look what I am doing. Look what I do. And I say to you, whoever believes in me will do these good works. So, here we go. As Christians, this means that we're always preparing. Just as Jesus is preparing for us up in heaven, we now have to prepare the world to be a good place. And it is constant. There is no such thing as work over, job done. Never, ever. We're going to die preparing. And that's just the way it is. We are to always show Christ's love and works, always. Now, as Christians, sometimes we get a little lazy, and I get lazy a lot, let me tell you. Because here's what happens. I usually start praying, and, you know, I got a whole list of things to pray for, and then what happens is I just kind of sit back and just let God do everything else, okay? Dear God, this, this, and this, I want this, this, and that. And it, you know, I'm not saying it's all selfish stuff, too. You know, there's some good prayers in here that are not totally self-centered here. And, you know, you're praying for other people as well. But the point is that we pray, and then we kind of sit back and say, okay, done. I've done my thing. All right, God, now you just take over and do whatever you do. And sometimes it works, and sometimes when it doesn't, I got to go back and pray. All right, now do something. And today Jesus is saying, no, it's about the preparation, and it's just not about Jesus preparing, it's about us. We have to be active, not passive. And active means every day we get out of the bed and here we go. All right, we got to take a deep breath and say, you know what, I got to be good today. You know how hard that is? I've got to be good today. I have to reflect Christ in my actions and in my words. And it can't be a short prayer. Okay, dear Lord, help me. And then we get in the car and you know what happens there. And we can get impatient and unkind. And we're thinking, well, God, why didn't you give me some patience? Why didn't you give me some kindness? I prayed for it for about 3 seconds and I don't feel it right now. And it's because we just kind of ignore that. It takes effort on our part to be Christ-centered. It is not some magic fairy dust that trickles down from heaven and some people get under it and some people don't. It ain't like that at all. It takes a conscious effort on our part to make sure that daily we will do the good works that Christ wants us to do. And that's the challenge. That's the preparation. Every day we have to prepare to meet the world. And every day we're going to go into a world that is not so kind, that is not so pleasant. And we're going to have to face hardship. We're going to have to face unkind people. We're going to have to face some ugliness in our life, either from sickness or family problems or any of that. All of that comes crashing in on us daily, which means that we always have to prepare. It's never going to be heaven-like. We're never going to get back to that Eden until God comes and reestablishes it. But right here, right now, you know, we kind of want it to be Eden, but it ain't. And it ain't nowhere near us sometimes. And we kind of get upset about that sometimes. We get upset and unkind. Well, those people aren't acting this way, and those people aren't acting that way, and this world would be a lot better if those people and that people and all of that. And it really comes down to, so what? They don't act that way. So what? There are people who just do not act good. So what? So what is we act good? So what is we reflect Christ? So what is we prepare the world to be good? And we do that by starting with us. And then at the very end, here's the good news of this whole reading. When Jesus comes back and says, all right, you know what? I'm coming to take you and I'm going to take you now. It's like, well, okay. You know, I can't do much about that. And there's not much any of us are going to do about that. But the point is that when Jesus comes and says, I'm taking you now to a place prepared for you, he's going to come and see us preparing a place for Jesus and preparing a good place for everyone else. And in our preparation, the good news is that the more we prepare the world for Christ, the better we are prepared to meet Christ when he comes for us.